Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Memvav, Shavuos 46a, pagination is 91. We are starting from the bottom of the page, counting into the wide lines, three lines into the wide lines, at the two dots. The Mishnah told us that there are a number of cases where, even though normally an oath is made to absolve a person of payment, in these particular cases, the oath is made by the person who will therefore be allowed to collect. And the basic concept that we're working with is that for whatever reason, the normal dynamic didn't work. The person who's going to deny the claim is not the right person to be able to make the oath, and therefore it was flipped to the collecting person. One of the cases listed is the nigzal, a person who is being stolen from, and he's able to make an oath how much was stolen from him, and he gets to collect. And of course, that needs explanation. Just because someone walks over to someone else and says, you're a thief, you're not going to be able to get payment. So the Mishnah told us, Kate said, what was the case? We know that the person was going into this other person's house in order to take collateral for a loan that was given. And he made this statement in front of Adam, I'm going in to take collateral. And he's going to do collections, taking the law into his own hands. Okay. Ask the Gemara, v'dimalo mashkano, if all you have is testimony that he said he would, so maybe he never ended up doing it. Milo Omar Rav Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman teach us, Haiman denaket narga bidei, if a person's holding an axe in his hand, V'omar, and he says, Ezel ve'ekatle l'dikle de planya, I'm going to cut down the palm, the date palm of so-and-so, v'ishtakath the kotel, v'shadi, and we find that indeed the tree was cut down, thrown aside, lo amrina duhu katli, we don't say that this person who threatened to do it must be the one who did it. Alma Ovid in Ishtigazim Velo Ovid. Certainly we know there's a concept that people exaggerate. They're big talkers. Doesn't mean they actually did it. Hachanami Digazim Velo Ovid. See here also, he exaggerated. He said he was going to do it, but really he did not do it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ema Umashkeno. They actually did witness that he went in to take this mashkon, this collateral, which prompts the Gemara to ask, V'lechzi mai mashkeno, if the Edom were there, so why don't they just tell us? He walked out with a, tell us, a set of silver. What did he walk out with? Amar Rabba Barachana Rabbi Yechanan, the explanation is, B'toano keilim hanitalan tachas kenofav. The claim is that there were items that were underneath his cloak, hidden, which the witnesses did not see, and those are the things that are being claimed. The Gemara develops this, but the basic concept which I'd like to bring out is that the case has to be more sophisticated than a simple case. You can't have that a person just walks over to somebody, makes an oath, and collects. There have to be all kinds of situations that support what it is that created this case, such that we would flip the oath from one person to the other. Would like to point out, just as an aside, that if we were dealing with a capital case, it would be handled even more strictly. We had a story about Reb Shimon ben Shattach, who almost witnessed a murder. He basically saw a person going in, he saw the bloody weapon, And he says, you must have done it. He sees the dead person, the person as he's dying. He says, you must have done it. But I can't do anything about it because I didn't personally witness it. So that would be one step even more strict than financial. Financial, there's such a thing as an oath, and you could actually collect, as we're saying, in certain cases. Let's turn on to this, over to the second side. And over here we have the discussion regarding a person who was damaged. Nechbal Ketzad. It's about a third of the way up from the bottom at the end of a line. Two dots. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shana Lo B'Makom Sheyachal L'Chavo Ba'atzmo. Our discussion that he's going to have to make an oath is because it's a place on his body that he could theoretically have damaged himself. But if it's a place where he could not damage himself, then we have very strong circumstance here that indicates that he indeed was damaged by this other guy, and therefore he can take without an oath. Why aren't you worried that he bumped into a wall, either purposely or by mistake, but somehow this damage occurred in a different way, and he's just blaming it on the other guy who was in the house? The case is a bite which could not have been inflicted by simply rubbing or hitting himself against the wall. V'dema acher avid lay, maybe someone else did it to him. Deleka acher, there is no one else there. So the Gemara is saying that yes, there would be a case where a person is damaged and he can make an oath and collect, but there might even be a case where he simply makes the claim and he doesn't even have to make the oath, because the witnesses know that it was only the two of them in the house, and the damage is such that it could only have been inflicted by the other person, because it's a bite, and the person, even maliciously on himself, intending to claim from the other guy, couldn't possibly do that bite on the back of his body, and bouncing against the wall would not produce this kind of wound. And in such a case, we would have this rule, notel shelo b'shavua, that he could actually collect without even making the oath. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.